So we're talking with Matt Wilson, the new executive director of Beyond Plastics. Beyond Plastics has been on our radio show a couple of times. You know, Matt, what is sort of the goal of the Beyond Plastics campaign?
The goal is to really reduce plastics pollution here in New York and across the country. Plastics are choking our land and landfills and our oceans, and we're leading the fight to reduce the use of plastics and plastic pollution.
Now, both Albany County in particular, but also the City of Troy, have taken some steps. Albany County and the City of Troy have both put fees on plastic bags. Albany County has banned styrofoam, but they haven't yet gotten to plastic straws, and that legislation is being considered. Why is plastic straws such an issue these days?
Well, I think straws are a good example of the use of plastics that it's not really that necessary. Yes, it's a small thing, and not all of us use straws, yet they're foisted upon us whenever we go to a restaurant. And it's just we're looking for laws that make it that we only get straws upon request, is that we've got to start reducing our use of these materials, because in reality there's no safe way to dispose of this plastic. It's something we use for 10 or 15 minutes and then it goes in a landfill and is there for 400 years, or it's burned in an incinerator, or it ends up on the sidewalk and we walk by it. So what we're really trying to do is reduce the use of this, and that's the real answer to this problem.
And I was surprised to read a while back that the number of plastic straws in America is used and disposed of on a daily basis is somewhere between 200 to 500 million, which just sort of blew me away, those type of numbers. But also plastic increasingly is a concern about a byproduct of from fracking waste and its whole impact in relationship to climate change.
Yeah, I mean, the thing about plastics is the whole life cycle of the material is of concern. From the production of it to the use of it to the disposal of it. And yes, the production is of concern. As many folks know, plastics is generally made out of 99% petroleum. And so it's the byproduct of making this is carbon, and it contributes significantly to climate change. And so while we definitely are focused on energy production for climate change and transportation, the production of plastics is growing as a significant contributor to climate change. And it's interesting, as we really try to cut back on our fossil fuel production for energy, plastics is coming in to fill that void. And so we need to be aware of these new facilities that are being built and being proposed across the country that are going to, you know, create an increased supply of plastics for us to use. So, and as you said, fracking in this region of the country is of concern, and a lot of the byproducts of fracking is used for the production of plastic.
Now, we're actually speaking in New York City, and as our listeners probably know, the state legislature picked up the New York City effort to ban plastic bags and has passed that at the state level, though unfortunately they did not include mandatory the fee on paper bags, which is why Albany County and City of Troy had to act. So what are some of the new things that New York City is looking at in plastic that eventually may migrate its way, you know, up the Hudson River?
Yeah, well, New York is actually considering a plastic straw ban, as we're talking about. And one of the interesting things is a focus on airports. And there's a movement to ban the selling of plastic water bottles at airports, because obviously there's a alternative that of using water fountains and reusable bottles. You talked about the figure of the amount of straws that we use. There's a equally as startling number as far as plastic bottles. Every minute, there's a million plastic bottles that are produced here in the world. Close to 500 billion, annually across the world. And if you just think of that and the magnitude of that, it's just unsustainable. They're going to pile up on our landfills. There we see them on our streets. We really have to start pushing for ways that we reduce our use of these plastic bottles and, in general, single-use plastics.
I remember actually about 4 or 5 years ago when New York State expanded its bottle bill, and we were getting pushback from maybe the sports, one of the new containers. I actually at that point suggested, well, if they don't really like the idea, why don't we just ban these water bottles? And people thought that was too radical at that point. Yeah. Though apparently that seems to be gaining a little momentum.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at the history of environmental protection, and we look at the laws and policies that have really made a difference, it's been when we've banned things. We realized in the 60s that DDT, pesticide and insecticide, was very dangerous. And instead of just figuring out how to regulate it, we banned it. The same with lead in gasoline. Instead of eliminating it, we realized that we actually don't need it in gasoline, and so we banned it. And so when we look at issues like plastic and the dangers that it poses, I think we really need to be thinking about bans, because there are alternatives for our uses of many of the, certainly the single-use plastics that we right now are focusing in on.
Now, I know that there's some bills being pushed at the federal level. One of them has a nice name, can't quite remember, maybe Save Our Seas or something, but does not seem to be embraced by groups like Beyond Plastic. What are some of the problems with this federal so-called plastic bill being proposed?
Well, there's a couple of things that are wrong with it. One is that the focus is really on litter pickup, and that's not going to solve our problem. The litter problem is huge, and if we focus all of our energy on that, we're not going to get to the source of the problem, which is the production and use of these materials. The second thing is it doesn't address at all the impact of plastic production on climate change. We have to start talking about climate change when we're talking about plastic. It's the new big contributor to climate change. And if we really are going to comprehensively look at this problem, we need to look at plastic. And this bill doesn't do it. And then the final thing is that it's wanting to reopen the whole discussion of how can we, quote unquote, safely burn plastics. Time and time again, studies have shown the dangers of burning plastics and incinerators. It produces dioxins and dangerous chemicals. This bill wants to reopen that question and to spend more money on researching ways. They may call it different names, pyrolysis, or kind of put different tags on it, but it's the same old stuff of thinking we can solve this problem by burning our plastics. And in reality, that's not the case. So we're concerned about the dangers of that, and just I think there's a problem in legislative bodies when they pass a bill which is weak, and then they wipe their hands of the problem. So what the SOS bill is, it's a false solution to a real increasing and looming problem that we face here in the Capital Region and across the country.
Is there a good plastic bill pending at the federal level at this point?
There is one that is being drafted right now by Senator Udall from New Mexico, which is a real comprehensive bill that looks at production, which looks at limiting use, and looks at opportunities for safe disposal of expanding bottle bills and figuring out how to clean our plastic waste stream to a point where we actually can recycle to a point some of these bottles.
We're talking to Matt Wilson, Beyond Plastic. About a minute left. End with a two-part question. Is there going to be an effort next session in New York State to try to further expand the bottle bill? What would that include? And if people want to find out more information about Beyond Plastics, assume you guys have a website?
Yeah, there's discussions in Albany about kind of what role does the bottle bill play in plastics pollution. And so there's discussions about exactly what that should be looking like, and there will be some movement on that. And yes, we're Beyond Plastics is a national group that provides assistance to community groups and individuals who might want to take on this issue in their towns, whether it's
website
is beyondplastics.org.
It's been Matt Wilson. This has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.